Page 49, measure number 24-454, Woodburn Fire Protection District. General obligation bonds to maintain fire, emergency, medical services delivery. Question, shall Woodburn Fire District issue $12,760,000 general obligation bonds for capital costs of firefighting and medical equipment, apparatus, and facilities? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, Woodburn Fire District is seeking approval to issue general obligation bonds that would replace the current district bond. Bond funds would finance capital expenditures for the next 20 years, including emergency response equipment, such as thermal imagers, breathing apparatus, cardiac monitors, when they become out of date. Replaced 8 emergency response vehicles expected to reach the end of reliable service over the bond period. Purchase a medical rescue and brush fire vehicle. Reestablish a fire station in Jervis. Improve district training facilities. Provide station maintenance, including re-roofing and facility updates. The bond would replace the current 20-year bond. Funds would not be levied until the current bond expires. Bonds would mature in 21 years or less from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. If approved, the initial tax rate is estimated to be 26 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value, the same initial tax rate as the current bond. For property assessed at $175,000, about average for a residential property in the district, the cost would be $45.50 a year. Explanatory statement. What services does Woodburn Fire provide? The district staff includes both career firefighter and medics and volunteer firefighters who provide emergency medical response, fire suppression, fire prevention services, rescue services, hazardous materials response. The district serves 75 square miles of the Willamette Valley, including the communities of Woodburn and Jervis. The district operates 4 stations. Operations are funded through local property taxes. How would the funds be used? The bonds would raise approximately $12.7 million over 20 years for capital expenditures, including emergency response vehicles, district facilities, and life-saving equipment. If the bonds are approved, Woodburn Fire would continue funding long-term capital expenses through bond revenues as it has for the last 20 years. This would allow the district to retain all firefighter medics who provide emergency medical and fire responses throughout the district. The bond would replace the current 20-year bond that expires in June of 2022. Funds would not be levied for the replacement bond until the existing bond expires. Over the 20-year life of the bond, it would fund emergency response equipment, purchase and replacement of medical rescue equipment such as cardiac monitors and chest compression systems that can substantially improve patient survival rates, allow the district to replace out-of-date thermal imagers and breathing apparatus, or SCBAs, used by firefighter medics to enter burning structures to extinguish fire and save lives. Emergency response vehicle replacement. Replace response vehicles that reach the end of their reliable life over the 20-year term of the bond, including 3 fire paramedic engines, a ladder truck, 3 water tenders for hauling water to fires where there are no hydrants, and a mobile air compressor vehicle for refilling SCBAs during firefighting. Purchase a medical rescue vehicle for patient transport to hospitals during high call volumes or multiple patient scenes when out-of-district ambulance with no longer travel times must be used. Purchase a brush fire truck for faster access to wildland fire locations with the capability to provide backup medical response. Jervis Station Training Center improvements, facilities maintenance. Reestablish a response station in the Jervis area to improve response times in this growing community. Support district training facilities and major station maintenance, including re-roofing and periodic facility updates. What is the cost to property taxpayers? The estimated initial tax rate for the replacement bond is 26 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, not market value, the same rate the current bond started with in 2003. The cost for property assessed at $175,000, about average for homes in the district, would be $45.50 a year or $3.79 per month. The current bond that is being replaced costs taxpayers about $3.21 per month. As with the current bond, the replacement bond rate is expected to decline over the 20 years. What if the bond is not approved? If the bond is not approved, critical capital needs would require Woodburn Fire to use operating funds for capital expenses that would otherwise be used to retain firefighter medics who provide emergency medical and fire response throughout the district. Need more information? Visit the district's website at woodburnfire.com. This information furnished by Joseph M. Budge, Fire Chief, Woodburn Fire District. Page 50, beginning arguments in support of 24-454. The Woodburn Fire District Board of Directors asks for your continued support. The Woodburn Fire District Board of Directors has referred this bond to the voters and urges a yes vote for the support of the district's emergency response capability to fires, medical emergencies, and other emergency service needs. By Oregon law, bond funds can only be used for capital expenditures on facilities and equipment that have a 10-year or more lifespan. Capital expenses include emergency response vehicles, life-saving equipment, and protective gear used by firefighters. Capital expenses also include the facility maintenance needs for the district's four fire stations that are strategically located in the 75-square-mile area served by the fire district. The new bond is expected to meet the district's vehicle, equipment, and major facility projected expenses for the next 20 years. The requested bond would replace the current 20-year bond that expires in June of 2022. Funds from the replacement bond will not be levied until the current bond expires. The initial tax rate for the replacement bond is estimated to be 26 cents per $1,000 assessed value. This is the same rate that the current bond began with in 2003. The cost for the current bond is about $3.20 per month for the average residential property in the district. The tax cost of the replacement bond for the same home is about $3.80 per month. As with the current bond, the tax rate for the replacement bond is expected to decrease over time due to growth in property value within the fire district. The Board of Directors would like to thank the voters of the district for their past support and ask for the approval of the replacement bond that will ensure effective emergency response for the protection of life and property. Please vote yes on ballot measure 24-454. Board President Aaron Baker, Board Vice President Jerry Cotter, Director Deborah Yeager, Director Jason Gianella, Director Sharon Cornett. This information furnished by Aaron D. Baker, Board of Directors, Woodburn Fire District. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 50, another argument in support. Jervis needs a fire station for quicker responses to save lives. The Jervis City Council supports the fire district bond request. A portion of the bond funds will be used to reestablish a Jervis fire station that will improve the speed of emergency responses to the Jervis area. We support the bond for the following reasons. The fire stations currently operated by the Woodburn Fire District are 7 to 9 minutes away from Jervis. A quicker response will improve fire protection and survivability for residents that experience a cardiac arrest or other medical emergency, not excluding MVAs, house and brush fires, etc. A quicker response from firefighter medics will save lives. Each year, several homes in the Jervis area are damaged or lost by fire. A quicker response time by firefighters from Jervis will help reduce the damage from house fires that can double in size every 30 seconds. The fire district responds to more than 250 emergencies each year in and around the city of Jervis. That number is expected to double along with the population over the next 20 years. The increased growth will result in more emergency response needs. Taxes collected in Jervis will stay in Jervis. Jervis taxpayers provide about 4.5% of the total tax revenues collected by the fire district. The same percentage of the total bond revenue collected will be used to reestablish the fire station in Jervis. Efficient use of taxpayer dollars. The building that will house the fire station will be built and used jointly by the fire district and the City of Jervis Public Works, resulting in an efficient use of taxpayer dollars. Let's all help the fire district improve the protection of life and property here in our little city of Jervis by supporting a fire district bond request. Respectfully submitted, Jervis City Council. This information furnished by Mickey Wagner, Jervis City Council. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 51, another argument in support. Volunteer firefighters ask for your support of Measure 24-454. As current volunteer firefighters for the Woodburn Fire District, we support the Fire District bond request. We ask for your support because the replacement bond will continue to provide the tools and equipment that firefighters need to do their job, and the tax rate for the replacement bond is the same initial rate as the current bond. emergency equipment that firefighters need. The current bond that was proposed by voters in 2003 has been used to purchase emergency equipment that firefighters need to serve and protect to the community. Most of that equipment will be more than 30 years old and need to be replaced over the term of the bond. Approval of the replacement bond will ensure that funds will continue to be available to replace the emergency equipment over the next 20 years. Same initial tax rate as current bond. As a long-term resident and business owner in the Woodburn area, we keep a close eye on property tax rates. The tax rate for the replacement bond will be the same initial rate as the current bond. For a home with an average assessed value in the fire district, the cost of the current bond is about $39 per year. The cost for the replacement bond is about $46 per year. We are grateful to volunteer our service in the community that has a long history of providing the tools and equipment the firefighters need for medical emergencies, fire protection, and firefighter safety. The volunteer firefighters are counting on your continued support to help keep our community safe. Please vote yes on ballot measure 24-454. Ward Harshberger, James Audrich, Mark Van Loo, Matt Smith, Yuli Reich, Emily Kirk, Hannah Johnson. This information is furnished by A. Ward Harshberger, Woodburn Volunteer Firefighters. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 51, another argument in support. Support Woodburn Firefighters. I am forever grateful, and that is why I am supporting Woodburn Firefighters by voting yes on the bond. My name is Kathy Saunders, and I have lived in Woodburn for 20 years. A year and a half ago, my life circumstances changed, and I called upon the Woodburn Firefighters for support. Their quick response, medical training, and safety protocols were instrumental in my situation. This was not a one-time call, but several times I needed their support. Every time they came to my home, they exhibited professionalism, respect, concern, and confidence in dealing with my situation. I cannot put a price on the support that was provided by the Woodburn firefighters, but I can support them by voting yes on the bond. Our community is growing, and it's vital that Woodburn firefighters have the training, equipment, facilities, and staff to continue serving our community. Quick response, safety and education is important to perform their duties, whether it's a fire, medical situation, car accident, or any other emergency. They are our first responders. Vote yes on the bond, and the community will be blessed of having the best firefighters in our community. There is no tax increase to you. When the bond is approved by voters, as in the past, Woodburn Fire would continue funding long-term capital expenses through bond revenue. Bond structure and expenditures are same tax rate as current bond, no increase. Emergency response vehicle replacement, Jervis Fire Station reestablishment, facilities maintenance and training center, emergency response equipment replacement, maintenance of firefighter staffing levels to meet emergency response needs. For more information on the above expenditures, please take time to read the bond in detail. My story is one of many on how the Woodburn firefighters support our community. Vote yes, no. When you call Woodburn firefighters, you will get the best of firefighters and equipment to help you in your time of need. This information furnished by Kathy Saunders. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 52, another argument in support of 24-454, Woodburn Firefighter Support Measure 24-454. It's been an honor to serve the residents of the Woodburn Fire District through the unprecedented demand for emergency services over the past year. Through the wildfires, COVID pandemic, and ice storm, our firefighters have worked hard in hazardous conditions to keep this community safe. Approval of the bond will give your firefighters the emergency vehicles, equipment, and training needed to effectively and safely serve the public. The Woodburn firefighters support the bond that will provide funds for the following needs. Emergency vehicles. Our firefighters work hard to ensure that the vehicles used for emergency response will last 30 to 40 years. Bond funds will allow the fire district to continue to replace emergency vehicles as they become obsolete. Emergency equipment. Our firefighters rely on the wide range of emergency equipment to protect the public and keep our firefighters safe. Bond funds will allow the fire district to replace out-of-date equipment and firefighter protective gear. Training facilities. A portion of the bond funds will be used to support fire district training facilities to ensure that our firefighters continue to be well prepared to meet the challenges of any emergency. If the bonds are not approved, Without bond funding, the equipment and facility needs of the fire district would require the use of operating funds for critical capital expenses. Operating funds are currently used to maintain the firefighter medics who provide emergency medical and fire responses throughout the fire district during all types of emergencies. If operating funds are needed for capital expenses, the district will have difficulty retaining firefighter medics that protect our growing community. Please continue to support the firefighters of the Woodburn Fire District by voting yes on Measure 24-454, Joseph E. Jacobucci. This information furnished by Joseph E. Jacobucci, International Association of Firefighters, Local 1660. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure. And a reminder here on page 52, how did it get so late so soon? Dr. Seuss. The Marion County Clerk recommends using a drop site listed on pages 5 through 7 if you are returning your ballot after May 11th.